Hurricane season is predicted to be active this year, and for St. Tammany, that could mean more work for a building in Covington.
This facility here is the old courthouse in downtown Covington. If you could peel the walls back, you'd probably see about 18 inches of mortar, cinder block, and brick veneer on the outside.
That's Dexter Accardo, the director of St. Tammany Parish's Office of Emergency Preparedness. We're sitting inside the parish's Emergency Operations Center. During a hurricane, the center becomes a hub of activity involving dozens of public agencies and utility companies.
We have representatives here for those utility issues. We have representatives here as it pertains to health and hospitals. We have a representative here that represents the shelters that keeps us abreast of what the activities are, the number of people in the shelters. We have representative here from the causeway that keeps us abreast of the conditions on the causeway, the traffic. Sheriff's representatives here who tell us what's going on with the roadways and the evacuation routes. The most important thing that we try to focus on is on a pre-storm or a post-storm situation, disaster situation, the collection of this information is important so that we can get back out to the public and keep them aware of what the status is of St. Tammany Parish. If they've evacuated, they need to know if the parish is open for business, if we can have people come back in to the community and because the situation is safe, because we know utilities are coming back up or roadways are cleared. The facility here is a group of people that work together in a time of crisis with the sheriff and everybody else, sharing the information as it comes in, discussing the information, and then strategizing on how and what we're going to do to try to, one, save people's lives, and then two, to bring the parish back to operational status.
All those workers actually live in the operations center during a storm, which leads Dexter to what might be the most important feature of the building.
We actually have a backup water system with our own little water tower so that we can have the bathroom facilities function.
Dexter mentioned the parish's various shelters, which obviously need to be staffed. That's where the American Red Cross comes in.
My name is Kay Wilkins. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for the American Red Cross Southeast Louisiana Chapter.
Kay manages the hundreds of volunteers who descend upon the North Shore during times of great need.
You know, our office is in Madisonville. The building becomes just a beehive of activity. We have shelters that are probably opened. We're managing those shelters. Once the storm has passed over us and left any sort of damage in its wake, we have our Red Cross vehicles in and around those areas and neighborhoods that were affected. We're going to be giving out food. We're going to be helping people with any sort of bulk items they may need to help with the cleaning. And we're going to be here for the community as together we begin rebuilding.
In addition to helping people rebuild after a storm, the Red Cross also helps first responders during a natural disaster.
You know, a lot of times when a storm comes our way and we need our first responders to be on the front lines helping with the clearing of debris or making sure that all of us are safe, one of the things that responders can't stop for is the feeding. So we're out there as a second line of support for our first responders. We help them with any sort of meals they may need. We help them with, especially during the summertime, they need lots of water. So we're going to be there helping canteen those first responders and be their second level of support.
Kay's list of volunteers ranges from Boy Scouts to those in their 80s. But she's constantly looking to add to her number of helpers.
We always need helping hands. The best way you can help is to pick up the phone, give us a call, or come see us and volunteer. We can train you to be the hands that help someone. We just need you to show up and let us count you in our number. The biggest lesson that Katrina taught us was that we need to reach out to a total community in helping a community rebuild. It's not, as I said before, it's not just one organization that's rebuilding. It's all of us rebuilding together.
For more on how to stay in touch with government officials during a storm or the Red Cross's relief efforts, log on to WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm George Bonnet.